My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a picture of modern day Britain. Can you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from first of all?
My name's Ellie Greeson, I'm 25 years old and I'm from Kent.
How are you, Ellie?
I'm fine.
How did you hear about the project?
Actually, I was just forwarded the link from a friend at work, and she just said, apply for this, and I'd already heard about it, but I didn't know that you could just apply, so I just followed the link, and that was it.
What particularly inspired you to take part?
Well, I went to the Anthony Gormley exhibition at the South Bank Centre, was it last year, I think? And loved it, it was brilliant. And so as soon as I saw the name and knew it was him, I was interested, so that's why, I think.
What is it in particular, do you think, about his work which appeals to you?
I don't know really, I don't know many sculptors as artists, so it's a bit different for me. I normally look at art, more paintings and things like that, so it's just unusual for me to know a particular sculptor. Just that one exhibition, really. I don't know loads about him, but that one exhibition I just loved, about the human body and the different shapes and the kind of exploring the... you didn't really know what it was until you got up close, and you didn't really understand it until you're really interested in it. So it was kind of that.
Do you think are there any parallels between that work and this project?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can see parallels with all his stuff, really, and... I'd already noticed the bronze statues up on the buildings and things around London, because I work in London and I live in London, so I'd seen those around, and so I'd already been a little bit interested, and yeah, so just to be a part of it was really exciting, definitely.
How did you feel when you heard you got a place?
A bit shocked, really excited. I was nervous afterwards, but when the person phoned me, I was just really, really excited. It was really cool.
What did you do when you found you had a place?
Well, I was at work, so I just went and told everybody, and everyone was really excited, because it was a work friend that had emailed me the link, and so I think everybody at my work had applied for it, so it was really exciting, because they were all really gutted that I'd got a place.
How many other people got places at work?
Oh, no one else, just me, yeah. So, but it's only a small company, so...
Could you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
Well, I'm just wearing plain black because I wanted to do something lighting orientated. So I've got fairy lights wrapped around my upper body, and to make them show up, I wore black. And that's about it, really.
How many lights do you think you're on?
I've got 9 sets, and they're all a metre long. I'm not sure how many that means. So, I don't know, 90 probably, maybe 10 per thing. And they're in red, white and blue, because I thought I was going to just do white, and then someone from my work, again, it seems to be a work theme here, but someone from my work said they're doing red, white and blue because it was supposed to be a portrait of Britain, and I wanted to sort of be a part of that, so I got red, white and blue.
What's the connection between this and your work?
Well, I'm a lighting designer, but not theatre lighting, architectural lighting, and... So that's why I wanted to do something lighting orientated. I've got some glow sticks and things to give to people, and I wanted to play some music, but because it's raining, I don't think I couldn't find a CD player to bring. So, but yeah, I wanted it to be lighting orientated, and everyone at my work's really excited about it, so it's really cool.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the kind of work that you do?
Well, lighting, architectural lighting, is all about. Making a building or a space feel more enjoyable, and it's all about the use of the space, so it's just about the way you feel, really, and that's why I love it, and I like sort of environments and nature and stuff like that, so it's the perfect career for me. And yeah, we do lots of hotels and spas and things like that around London and abroad, so it's really cool.
Can I ask you what you're going to do with your round on the plinth?
I got some glow sticks to give out to people, so that the lighting sort of goes into the crowd as well. I was going to do some dancing with music, but I don't have music. I'm not going to dance without music, so none of that. And I've also got lots of bouncy balls to sort of bounce around, because I just love bouncy balls. So.
How many bouncy balls have you brought with you?
1,000. 1,000 bouncy balls.
Who are you doing this for?
Mostly me, I think, which is a bit of a selfish answer, but I just applied, and then when I found out, I just really wanted to do something that represented me, which is why I chose to do something lighting. And I really, really love London. I love living in London. The last 2 years living in London and working in London have been the best. And I really wanted to just tell everyone how amazing it is in London, really. I love the city. I'm really excited about the Olympics. I think it's brilliant. And I just love it here. So I'm so excited about being a part of it. So.
Any hopes or fears for tonight?
I hope that the person who told me they were going to wee in a bottle and throw it at me doesn't. And I'm not really scared about fears, no. Apart from that, yeah, no.
Why would they want to do that?
Oh, just he's one of my friends and he thought it would be funny. I don't think he will, though.
Any expectations about what it might be like?
No, not really. I think I'll be really excited. I am really excited. I think an hour is quite a long time. I think after the first 15 minutes, I'll be wondering whether everyone else is bored, but no, I'm excited.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Well, I think that's kind of ever-changing, because I'm still quite young. I probably would give you a different answer from year to year, so I wouldn't like to say, really, because at the moment, I'm just living for the moment. I'm loving London. I love my job. I love the people I work with. I love my family and my friends. Everything's brilliant, and I'm just living for the moment, and I'm not really worried too much about what's going to happen in the next couple of years, but that's probably going to change, so that's how I feel at the moment.
Where did you live before you moved to London?
I was at uni in Bournemouth for 4 years. That was pretty good, being by the beach, and then I grew up in Kent. Near Tunbridge Wells.
What do your friends and family feel about you taking part? What's been their reaction?
They're really excited. All my family are here, my aunts and uncles and parents. My brother's in New Zealand, so he can't come, but hopefully he's watching. And my best friend's in Australia, and hopefully he's watching as well. And all my friends are coming, lots of friends.
Do you have a big family?
No, just one brother, two cousins, two aunts and uncles, and that's it, grandparents.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
To who? Anyone? I don't think individually it will have a massive impact, but I think as a national sort of exhibition, it seems to be quite big. And I think everyone, it's kind of a big brother theory. Everyone just kind of wants to see what's happening, even though it's not like nobody's specifically entertaining. You've not been told to entertain. You're just told to be yourself and do whatever you want to do. But I know people that watch it all the time just to see what people are doing. It's like Big Brother, just to see. So I think it's just interesting. I think it appeals to people's curiosity. I think that's the interesting thing about it.
Have you had any previous experience of performing?
Not really, no.
Does Anthony Gormley's concern to democratise art, does that relate to your decision to be here at all?
No, because it wasn't like a big decision whether or not I was going to come and do it. I just applied via the link. It wasn't like I'm going to go and do this big thing. It's become a big thing, but the decision to do it in the first place was just I love him and I love his work, so I really wanted to be a part of it, and that was it, really. So I don't think so.
How does it feel to be a part of something?
Really cool, really exciting, mostly because all my friends and family are really excited that they know somebody that's going on there. More exciting for them, really, because everyone's just like, wow, you're going on it. And that's it, really, yeah.
Do you have any sense of being in a community with any of these other people?
Yeah, it's really nice to meet the people that have been on before you, that I met just a minute ago, and to meet the people that are going on after you. And I've been up here to see it a few times during the week, and I spoke to some of the people that were watching as well, just to see what they thought, and just, I don't know, it does feel like everyone's talking about it. And when you're standing in the crowd watching, everyone talks to each other as well, which is really nice, because everyone's just discussing it as a group, not just watching. Like when you go to an art exhibition, you just look and you have your own opinion, but it seems everyone, because it's a human thing, everyone's talking about it, which I think is really cool. It's really nice.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Nope. Oh, apart from that, I wanted to bring my dog Dudley on. I wasn't allowed because of health and safety, and I love him more than anything in the world. He's amazing. That's it.
Thank you very much.